If you missed the show,
check out Montreal's number one morning show on the go.
The Nikki, Sam, and Andy replay podcast.
Jennifer Lopez took over the Bell Center last night. She was so good.
She put on a show.
She really did. She changed her outfit at least 85 million times, and I don't know how she did it. She looked amazing every single time, and it really was like such a show, you know? It was definitely influenced from Vegas, by Vegas, for cool. sure, because she spent a lot of time in Vegas. It's her birthday tour. It's a celebration, so there are balloons. It is a spectacle. It was amazing.
Everybody in the audience gets a piece of cake.
There was no cake, but there was one gift. For a man in the audience, and a couple of women that I was sitting near weren't really excited about it. So they were partway through. She actually brought her daughter on stage too, like her 10-year-old daughter, to sing with her,
oh,
which
that's
was
cool.
really nice.
Yeah.
But there was like a part of the show that wasn't so PG, and she basically was like, "Montreal, you ready to go to the strip club?" And Montrealers are like, "Yeah, we know about strip club clubs here, I suppose." And she brought out some dancers of hers, and she turned it into like she has that movie coming up soon.
Cardi B.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And there's strippers in it. So she turned it into like a little strip segment, basically.
Okay. All right.
And she said she had a gift for somebody else in the audience who was also celebrating a birthday this summer. So she asked like her security to bring somebody up on stage. She brought up this man. Next thing you know, he's like sitting down and she's like, "Okay, I'm going to go change, but my dancers, Haley and Kimberly, are going to take care of you. Don't worry about it." And he's
take care.
And he's getting a lap dance. In front of everybody.
In front of 20,000 people.
Exactly. At the Bell Center. And at one point, he like made a joke like, "Oh, my engagement ring, wedding ring won't come off." Because he clearly had a wedding ring on. So he made this like joke. Yeah. And the woman sitting beside me, I heard her say, "If that were my husband, I would kill him." And everybody else was like sort of, for the most part, laughing at it and having a good time. But I thought, oh, are there some people who would be offended by this? Like, is he going to get off that stage and his wife is going to be like, "You're sleeping on the couch tonight"? J-Lo came back up. So next thing you know, he's got two of her dancers and J-Lo like all dancing around him. I think it was the greatest moment of his life, if I'm being honest.
I would hope. I mean, if this wasn't one of his greatest moments of his life, then how many lap dances has he got from celebrities?
True. You think it's inappropriate, though?
No, I don't know if inappropriate is a way to put it. It's J-Lo. It's part of the show. It's not like he's going home with her or any of his dancer or her dancers or anything like that. I don't know. I think it's all in innocent fun. I mean,
you think it's different because it's J-Lo, though? Is it because like she should be just that like hall pass for people?
Well, yeah, partly. And it's at her show. It's not like he's at some sleazy nightclub where there's more poles than there is chairs, right? It's in front of 20,000 people. It was all in good fun. I think if you're really that upset by it, you probably have more issues. You know what I mean?
But would some people take issue with the fact that it was in front of 20,000 people? Like, if you don't love that kind of thing, you know, lots of women don't love their husbands going to strip clubs.
You know, and hopefully he talked about it with his wife. I'm sure his...
Before? No, there was no time.
So he was just plucked out of the audience.
He was plucked out of the audience. They had no time to say like where he was going or what he was doing. His name was Teddy, by the way.
Well, that probably makes it better for Teddy then. He wasn't like purposely entering online to get a lap dance for J-Lo. He just happened to be picked out of the audience. There wasn't much he could do about it. He wasn't pre-planning this.
Yeah, true. But he could have stopped it at some point, I guess. This is what the couple of women next to me were saying. But they were just like, at one point, you need to have respect for your wife that's sitting in the audience, basically.
Certainly the ring thing might have been, I don't know if it's crossing the line, but it might have been in poor taste. But when you're on stage getting a dance from J-Lo and her two backup dancers, you can't really stop it. J-Lo runs the show. She stops it when she's ready to stop it.
I think she probably had him under some sort of spell. Like, he couldn't talk. He was this, like, big, I'm sure, powerful man.
I can't say I blame him.
And I don't think he could even put two words together. He was just like, "What is happening?" It was pretty funny.
He's living every guy's fantasy at that moment.
It was pretty funny. We're getting so many texts at 92925. Anna said, "Oh my God, Nikki, it's not a strip club. It was J-Lo. Come on. You're not offended, you're jealous." I agree, and I'm not offended. I was jealous. I wish I were Teddy last night. I wish I was the one on the stage.
Yeah, this text from Gabby says, "I mean, if it was my husband, I'd be excited and tell him to go, but afterwards, I guess my insecurities would make me a bit jealous. But then again, if it was Enrique Iglesias calling me on stage, I would totally go with about 1,000 O's."
I guess the good news is you never have to worry about him seeing her again. Like, you don't have to be like, is he going to pass by J-Lo at work now? Are they going to have feelings for each other?
Yeah,
no.
It's not a thing.
She's with A-Rod. I think they're good. All right, so Stephanie, would you be okay if that were your man on stage with J-Lo?
Absolutely not.
Really?
Be down.
No.
Why? Why would that not be okay with you?
It's not so much that it's J-Lo, it's that it's three women, and it's on stage in front of so many people, it almost is embarrassing for the wife.
Okay.
Yeah, but but these are things that he can't control, right? I mean, those are all out of his control, really. I mean, it's not his fault that 20,000 people bought tickets.
But no, you can't say he always had the choice to walk away. No one was holding him hostage. At the end of the day, he did have a choice. I'm not saying I'd be offended, but he did have a choice.
He did have a choice, and I just feel like, no, he would. Like, I wouldn't have been mad that he got pulled up on stage necessarily at him. But at a certain point, he should have stood up and said, okay, this has gone a little bit too far. And walked off.
Really? You are in, like, the major, major minority
you
here.
You can't walk away from J-Lo.
I don't know. I would not have been happy, that's for sure.
Well, yeah, the women who were sitting next to me definitely agreed with you.
Yeah, I'm with them.
All right, Stephanie, thanks so much. Have a great day.
You too.
There's really like nobody who agrees with Steph. Oh, there. Yeah. So this one says I agree with her. Somebody else said my husband would walk off the stage because he doesn't think that women should be dancing like that. Okay, he wouldn't have wanted to be at the J-Lo show then.
That is a serious power move to walk away from J-Lo like that. You're on stage with J-Lo and you're like, no thanks, I'm done with you.
You'd probably be like the only person in the entire world to ever turn down J-Lo.
You'd get booed from everybody in the audience.
Somebody just reminded me, and it's so true, there was a slight part during it where he was handcuffed. I forgot. So that, it was short. It was a short period. He did have plenty of time to leave had he wanted to.
Oh.
Oh, yeah, that's...
Excuse me.
That's what it felt like in there. It was hot in there. I remember, like, fanning my face at the end. I was like, whoa. But I did see the man's wife. She tried to get as close to the stage as she possibly could with him, and she was filming it. I think she was like...
Of course she was. They've got a story to tell for the rest of their lives.
She's like, that's my man.
Yeah, I'm so proud of you, honey.
All right, so the point is, most Montrealers said that their husbands and boyfriends can absolutely have a lap dance by J-Lo and her dancers anytime.
Very relaxed city. I like it.
Unfortunately, it won't happen.
No, sorry.
The Nikki, Sam, and Andy Replay Podcast.
All right, this is probably my biggest office pet peeve, and I need to know that I'm not the only one who is annoyed by this, okay?
Somebody stole something from your workplace.
No, not steal. Oh, no? You can't steal at the workplace. That's bad, too. You don't steal, and you don't steal
you
lunches.
Don't.
That's not it, though. Okay. It's Nikki, Sam, and Andy. Good morning. Sam is on vacation this week. So here is the thing. I'm going to go right out and say it, and I really don't mean to offend anybody who does this.
Are you going
to
name names?
I'm just being honest. I already did name a name. I named our producer, Rob, and as soon as I came in this morning, I said, I love Rob. You know I do, but I told him we're probably not going to be friends anymore because
because
he did this thing.
Okay,
you know what he did? It's the reply all to emails. Now I can't be the only one who gets annoyed by this. If you literally Google people who reply all to emails, the most ridiculous like articles come up. This one says to the borderline psychopaths who reply all to emails.
Whoa!
So I'm clearly not the only one. But you can text us and let us know what you think at 92925. But I dread it. And as soon as one comes in, as soon as one person replies all to something that is unnecessary. Sometimes you have to reply all because it's information that everybody needs to know.
Yes.
But 98% of the time you don't have to.
Okay. You know what happened? You know what you do when you see somebody that's replied all to an email?
What?
Listen.
That's
me hitting the delete button and it's out of your life.
Then you got to do it 85 times.
Oh, it's so hard.
And you have to stop and read it because you have to make sure it's not something that you need to see, you know?
I get that it's not exactly, it doesn't make our life any better or anything like that, but I don't know. It doesn't seem like that big of a deal. It seems like there could be worse things.
Of course there are worse things. Maybe not in the workplace. Maybe this is the worst thing in the workplace. I can handle a lot in the workplace.
Ever.
I think it's like kind of similar to if we were in a meeting and our boss makes an announcement.
Sure.
You know, and somebody needs to stand up and say something completely random that nobody needs to hear in that moment just because they want to be heard, I guess.
That's a fair comparison,
right?
Except for the fact that that isn't the case. That's not what
I think it was. Yesterday, there was an email, there was an announcement that Mark Bergman is going to be joining us in the Beat 92.5. We love Mark.
An awesome new addition.
So excited to have him here, which is amazing. So I think most of us, 95% of us, sent him an email or sent him a message and said, congratulations or welcome to the team.
Yeah.
There are a couple people, and my good friend Rob was one
Producer
of them,
Rob.
Who felt the need to say, like, fantastic news. So I picture, like, had we been in a meeting and our boss says, here's the news, if Rob had have stood up in the middle of the meeting and said, I just like to say that's fantastic, people would think that's weird.
But I know why Rob did this yesterday. I think it was for a team-building reason.
No,
I think it was, you know, we've added somebody new to our team, so Producer Rob wanted to be like, you know what, this is a great move, everybody, we're all happy about this. go the beat.
He was defending himself because he's like, I don't usually do it. I only
but do it sometimes. You came in some kind of mood this morning. It's like it's ruined your day.
I was like, Rob, no, I told him. I said, I love you. And I thought we were friends, but I'm not sure if that's going to continue.
You're questioning everything about the guy.
I now know you're a reply aller, and it just changes so much.
You're one of those people.
We're getting so many texts about the reply all at 92925.
Well, this is like the only text that's on my side. This is, I'm with Andy, just delete it. Yeah. I know, maybe you get a few extra reply all emails, so you have to hit delete a couple extra times, but really...
But,
done.
But we could do better, so why don't we? This text says, my boyfriend agrees with you. He has the same problem. The ladies at his job fight by email, and they reply all to everyone.
Oh, well, you're in the middle of the fight?
That would be like some sort of TV show to read. I want to read the fight. I'd be into that.
Yeah, you want to be on that reply all.
Just the drama, though. All right, so Mary, what do you think?
I am involved in a lot of nonprofit organizations. You would not believe how many emails I get that I shouldn't be getting.
Right.
It's too much.
But is it so much that it's so hard for you to just hit the delete button a couple extra times?
It's ruining lives,
Andy. Oh, my God, yes.
So do you tell people not to reply all?
Yes. Well, yeah. I'm in an environmental organization that it's our motto not to do a reply all.
It's a motto.
Wow,
I love it.
It's not that bad.
I love it. Amazing. Thank you so much for chatting with us this morning.
Thank you. Bye.
People are saying it should be banned. They're going as far as saying that reply all should be banned.
There should be punishments for people that reply all.
Tracy said, I have colleagues who do it all the time on all emails, and we have to write in our email, please do not reply all.
Oh, man. This text goes in on Rob. Reply all. Is producer Rob 90 and unaware how emails work?
Harsh. He's not 90.
No, you made him cry.
He's 89. He's not. Okay. He's not. He's just young. He's just young. All right. And he's not the only one who does it, obviously. Obviously.
No.
I still love him. We just need to, like I said, we just need to do better.
We need to call each other out every now and then.
Mm-hmm.
We step out of line.
This one says, this happened to us at work the other day. Someone sent an email to everybody at BMO. And instead of people ignoring the email or just deleting it, they'll reply all. And we got hundreds of messages within seconds of people saying, stop reply all to the people who were replying all.
You see what you're doing there, don't you?
Exactly.
So from now on, I'm going to make sure that I reply all on every single email that you are part
Good.
Of.
Good. And you'll be sitting alone at lunchtime. Nobody's gonna want to be your friend.
Me and producer Rob.
The Nikki, Sam, and Andy Replay Podcast.
Online at thebeat925.ca.
Or subscribe on iTunes and Google Play.
And live weekday mornings starting at 5:30.
Montreal's perfect mix. The Beat 92.5.